Isaiah 9:6. Unto us a child person is born. Unto us a child person is given. And the government shall rest upon its shoulders. And its name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Father of the Everlasting. Excuse me, we can't use that. Father, Mother of the Everlasting. And Ruler of Peace. Can't use the word prince. That's male. Now, I intend this to be sarcastic. I intend it to be humorous. Because the only way you can deal with this awful is to bring it out in the open and let people see it for what it really is. It's filth. Because it is attacking at the core the character and nature of Holy Scripture. And making the Scripture say what the Scripture does not say. Bruce Metzger, Princeton Theological Seminary, one of the great translators and scholars in Greek of our day, came out flat-footed against this. And he is considered to be somewhat liberal. I don't think he is. I think he's quite conservative. But he came out and flatly denounced this as a violation of the text of the Word of God. It gets even more interesting as you go along. God is referred to as Father, Mother. The word King is replaced by the word Ruler, because you see, the word King eliminates Queen, and the word Father eliminates Mother. So of course you don't want to offend her any more than you want to offend him. So what do? You combine both of them into a bastardization of the biblical concept of God. You say, that's very strong language. I intend it to be as strong as possible within the limits of propriety, because the time has come to take off the velvet glove with these jokers and let people know what they are really up to. And this is what they are up to. They are up to the perversion of the text of Holy Scripture. Even their own translation, the Revised Standard Version, disagrees with them everywhere. Now, don't tell me that the National Council has not been affected by ERA. Don't tell me they have not been affected by feminism. Because it's clear that they have even gone to the cults for their information. Long before this garbage was printed, Mary Baker Glover Patterson Eddy, in 1875, in the book Science and Health with Key to the Scripture, in her glossary of terminology, identified God as Father-Mother. The National Council has at last come full circle in its agreement with Christian Science, which is the diametric opposite of biblical theology. Now, it would be possible to go on discussing their rewriting of the text. But one thing is certain. In neutering the Bible, they are performing the castration of biblical theology. They are doing away with the authority of the Word of God. There's no possible way that we can escape this if we are honest. You say, well, what has this got to do with me as a Christian? The Bible class on Sunday morning. Why are we talking about what the National Council of Churches does? Because they speak for more than 40 million people. Because they speak in all the seminaries and all the colleges and the church conferences and the denominations. And because they are influencing people. And if our voice is quiet, they will think that nobody disagrees or they have won the day. Well, let's not give them that opportunity. Let us raise our voices. And let us say, no, no, no. The women's liberation movement argues that our society is predominantly male in its emphasis. Manpower, for instance. Mankind. Man hours of work. And of course, the chairman of the board. And there's objection to this on the basis that, well, what about the women? I would like to know how it is possible to talk about mankind without including women. I would like to know how it's possible to be so naive as to think that if you say chairman, it couldn't be a lady, when your culture is obviously indicative of women occupying positions like this. If you want to say chairperson, fine. If you want to say people hours, great. If you want to call children persons instead of children or boys and girls, wonderful. If that's your bag, welcome to it. But keep your paws out of scripture. That's different. What you say in polite conversation among us is not to be confused with the rewriting of the Word of God, which is exactly what they are trying to do. And now, of course, let me conclude. Our Father, Mother, which art in heaven. Matthew chapter 5. When you pray, pray after this matter, Our Father, Mother. Garbage. Or, John chapter 17, these words spake Jesus and lifted his eyes to heaven and said, Father, Mother, the hour has come. Glorify thy Son as thy Son has glorified thee. I know. Sanctify them through thy truth, Father, Mother. Thy word is truth. No. You see, God is not talked of in the masculine because of sex. God is talked of in the masculine because that is the order of creation. And he identified himself with man as the head of creation. Nothing to do with sex. And the scripture categorically states that women were created for man, not the reverse. Women came from man. And now they have reversed that so that man comes from woman by natural process. So there is equation. But the National Council is trying to force us into a mold of rebellion against the authority of the Word of God, and they are using sex as a blind for it. Let me conclude. Deuteronomy 4:2, God forbids you to change his word. Add not to his word, add not to the word which the Lord has spoken, says Moses. Proverbs 30, verse 6, add not to his word, or what's going to happen? Look at Proverbs 30, verse 6. It's well worth remembering. Add thou not to his words, lest he rebuke you, and you be found out to be a liar. The National Council is a liar. People say, why must you be so blunt? Well, in the name of God, somebody's got to be blunt and tell the truth, because this garbage is passing for truth. And if we keep quiet in the midst of it, we are guilty. Therefore, let's speak out. When you pray, pray this way: Our Father, which art in heaven. When you talk about God, talk about him in the way Jesus said to talk about him: Our Father. When you want to talk about the biblical God, then talk about him the way the biblical writers wrote it, and not the way a council of churches which has sold out to liberal theology and to feminism and ERA is trying to construe it. In short, let's get back, or shall I say, let's stay with the biblical concept of God, who so loved the world that he sent his only Son to be our Savior. And in that salvation this morning, let us rejoice. Jesus Christ is Lord. He is the Son of God. He is the Savior. And he is not to be confused with the chairperson of the universe.